Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the language of medicine and law today. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
If you've been watching for it, there's been a lot on television about the Church of Scientology, this very secretive, or we should say up until now, apparently very secretive religious organization classified by many as a cult. It certainly has all the earmarks of a cult. It's known as a very litigious religious group. If they get public or private criticism, they take you to court. They will empty out your bank account, even as they empty out the bank accounts of, well, most of their adherents, unless you are a very, very wealthy celebrity and your bank account is extremely large. They do their best to try and do that as well. Well, now they've got their own television network launched today. It debuted today. What would you see if you happened to tune in to the Scientology, not the science, but the Scientology channel? Joining us to answer that question, Karen Pressley. She's a former Scientologist. She was a commanding officer in Scientology Celebrity Center International Network and later worked at the Church of Scientology's International Management Headquarters. She is author of the book Escaping Scientology. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be back with you.
How much of this decision to launch a television network on the part of the Scientology is a response to programs like Leah Remini's Scientology in the Aftermath?
Well, Todd, I think it's everything. I mean, Scientology has been trying to control the public perception of itself since its existence. And when people like Lawrence Wright wrote Going Clear and did the movie, and then Leah Remini's show Scientology in the Aftermath came out, Scientology couldn't control the messages that were coming out. They couldn't control the true stories that were being revealed. And so now I think it's everything that they have literally created a network for a captive audience of their followers, who I would consider to be the Kool-Aid drinkers, to where they can control the message that goes out on the show. So that's number one. I think that their main motive is vengeance and to control public perception. And also, number three, there's another major factor, which is, of course, that they generate a lot of money from their followers. And so this is going to be like a revenue machine for them. As long as they're producing programming, it will justify getting all their donations and the heavy pressure that they apply to members to give money.
So the audience, the intended audience for this television network, is it the Scientology faithful or is it outside that? Which is the priority here?
Well, honestly, they really need to reach their existing membership, because their existing membership is dwindling so fast that they're going to try to do everything they can to try to keep the few members that they have left, maybe 20,000 in the world, because, you know, so many people have dropped out of Scientology since the truth has been coming out and being exposed by, like, Going Clear and Leah Remini in the Aftermath and all the books that have come out. So they're trying desperately to keep their membership, because without their membership, they have no donors. So that is a major audience. Now, obviously, they're going to try to reach new people. That's why they posted the ads on, you know, the Winter Olympics and the Super Bowl about, are you curious? We thought so. And they're going to try to gain new membership. But the global population is already pretty informed about Scientology as being a very dangerous cult. And so it's going to be pretty hard to reach the global membership, in my opinion.
What do we expect to see on this network? Because an inside look at Scientology is downright bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right. What do we expect to see? I expect to see a lot of infomercials and a lot of propaganda. To give you some examples, I've already seen some clips of what they intend to project. One of them is to explain the E-meter, which is the device that they use in Scientology counseling and to show how it works. That's going to be an infomercial. And of course, it's going to be presented with a strong bias of a pro-Scientology. Here's what it is and why we use it. Now, if you want to hear the truth about the E-meter, go to things like Going Clear or read my book, Escaping Scientology, or watch Leah Remini's Scientology in the Aftermath, and you will learn about what the E-meter actually is and what it doesn't do and what a fraudulent piece of equipment it is. But yet Scientology is going to try to legitimize it by explaining it in an infomercial. I mean, that will be the whole purpose. We'll also expect to see stories like Meet a Scientologist is one of the things that I see in their programming is coming up. And they're going to get interviews from people who supposedly are happy with Scientology. Now, one thing I'd like to point out about that viewers should really know is that Scientology hires actors for everything. I don't know if you know that, but a lot of what they're going to show on their network is going to be hired actors, because the reason they have to do that is because if they use real Scientologists who are actually, you know, being filmed and telling their stories, what will happen is as soon as that person leaves Scientology, they have to retract that person's show, so they'll have to cut it out of the programming. In other words, they lose so many people so quickly that they have to hire actors to actually sit in to make statements. So what we're going to be seeing is a lot of hired acting.
So even perhaps Meet a Scientologist might be a paid actor playing a real Scientologist?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what's going to be such... This whole network is going to be, in my opinion, it's going to open them up to a lot of criticism. I actually think this network is going to be their downfall, because people are going to see through it. They're going to see through the fakeness of it. A lot of us already know that Scientology hires actors. We have so much proof of it. They even put ads in major periodicals for, you know, like Hollywood periodicals, looking for people to act in their commercials and act in their movies. So while they tell you, you know, listen to this story from a Scientologist, it's an actor. So yes, that is what you can see.
So that means that everything we hear from coming out of that actor's mouth posing as a Scientologist has been written and approved by the Church of Scientology. We aren't getting any kind of honest real story or any kind of honest assessment of Scientology in the course of that
feature.
Right,
it'll be scripted. That's exactly it. It'll be scripted. And the irony of that is that was one of the criticisms that Scientology had about Leah Remini in the Aftermath. They were accusing the A&E producers of scripting the interviews. And the truth of the matter is, and I was an interviewee on the show as well, the show is 100% unscripted. Leah Remini and Mike Rinder, they know the person who's coming on, and they are briefed on their story, and they prepare their own questions. And the producers get information about the person's story so that they know, you know, what sort of questions to ask. But nothing about Aftermath is scripted. Whereas what we're going to see on Scientology is all going to be scripted. It's pretty funny, actually, since that's what they accused Aftermath of doing.
Do we expect to see any of the leaders of Scientology to be featured in the course of this television network's programming? Because, again, we're talking about some extremely odd individuals. I mean, I've seen videos of their presentations when they're talking to the faithful, and it's like you can't make this kind of stuff up.
Right. You can't make this kind of stuff up. That's so true. You know, I haven't seen any previews yet of, you know, like an interview, like here is David Miscavige or something. You know, he's the most known leader of the organization. I haven't seen it yet, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if I'm sure that they're going to project his messages. I'm sure they will video messages from him to the public. I have no doubt about that, but it won't be live. Well, if it is live, it'll be with controlled actors or, you know, Scientologists who have been carefully screened. But you would never see an impromptu interview, because Miscavige would never subject himself to that. And also, he's always surrounded by too many bodyguards, so that would never happen.
you were talking about kind of the death knell of Scientology, perhaps exposing it this way to public knowledge and ridicule. And if it is, I mean, it doesn't take much to figure out who paid actors are if you can find them working someplace else in Hollywood playing other roles. That's not, or if they've done a commercial, that's not difficult to do. And you talk to them and they say, no, I was just paid to do a job like any other actor. If that's really kind of the beginning of the death knell of Scientology, Scientology has proven again and again, it does not brook criticism, public criticism, or even private criticism, or dissension without a serious fight, often legal. What would you expect?
Oh, well, that is the nature of Scientology. I mean, for years, Scientology has succeeded at bullying its entire membership into silence. There are severe penalties imposed on Scientologists if they leave Scientology and then speak publicly against it, publicly disavowing it, per se. Huge bully tactics, huge penalties that are imposed, everything from using private investigators to follow people around to see who their contacts are, fair game tactics to destroy their reputation at work, to destroy their career, to break up their families, and things like this. So those are the scare tactics that they used to get away with without being detected. But thanks to the internet and thanks to a group called Anonymous that actually helped to start exposing Scientology back in, gosh, I was the mid-2000s, Scientology lost control of what people were able to say about them and to tell the truth. So that's why it's been so important for shows like Leah Remini, not only the Leah Remini show, but a lot of other people have spoken out who have not succumbed to the bullying. I mean, other than Leah Remini's show and Lawrence Wright's movie, there was Louis Theroux's My Scientology movie, which came out without it being stopped by Scientology. There's major blogs that are read by journalists all around the world. For example, Tony Ortega's The Underground Bunker and Mike Rinder's blog, who used to be the spokesperson for Scientology. Those blogs are exposing Scientology daily. And that is the one way to find truth about what's really going on in the Scientology organization as compared to what we're going to be hearing on this TV station. And I'd like to point out, this is a good time to bring up this catchphrase that they're using. Scientology is saying about itself, the only thing more interesting than what you've heard is what you haven't heard. Todd, I don't know if you've heard that, but that's the statement that they're using now to introduce their programming. And I thought, what an interesting thing to say. The only thing more interesting than what you've heard is what you haven't heard. So they're implying that the people who have come on to tell their stories on like Scientology and Aftermath and other shows, as if they're lying and as if Scientology is going to be telling the truth. Well, the truth is that Scientology, number one, will most likely be using actors with scripts, and they will be infomercials, and they will be totally biased from a Scientology perspective. So you're not going to get truth. You're just going to get Scientology's views of itself. It's going to be like, let's say, advertising mixed with biased editorials. So let's call it Scientology advertorials. That's what you're going to get. Yeah, I could go on and on about that.
Karen Pressley is our guest, a former Scientologist. We're talking about the Church of Scientology's new TV network. What image are they trying to project with the new network? We will talk about that after this.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It's time for the 5th Annual Metro East Home and Garden Show, March 17th and 18th, added to benefit Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville. The show is a fundraiser produced by a volunteer parents group with the support of over 70 exhibitors and partners. Admission and parking are free. Hear home and garden speakers from Priscilla's Nursery and Mosby Building Arts. See a monster truck from Dex's Tree Service. Meet radio personalities and Fred Bird, too. Participate in the Cardinal Glennon Safety Fair, child fingerprinting and fire safety, and take advantage of pet adoption, electronic recycling, and shredding services on site. Register to win a fire pit from Outdoor Creations and an all-inclusive trip for two at an AM resort courtesy of Jadina Tweston at Travel One and Fun Jet Vacations. Restrictions apply. The Metro East Home and Garden Show is sponsored by the Bank of Edwardsville, CJDE Recycling, Scott Credit Union, Mosquito Joe's, Riverbender, and EdGlennToday.com. Show details can be found at MEHGS.org or on Facebook.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about the Church of Scientology's new television network. Karen Presley, former Scientologist, is our guest. Karen, I was watching the trailer for the channel on Scientology's Twitter page, and I see lots of flybys of big buildings, lots of kind of boom camera shots of gatherings of Scientologists with confetti cannons. The buildings often have Scientology signs that are lit up on the side of the building. It looks very, very impressive. What kind of image is Scientology attempting to project with that little teaser for their TV channel?
Well, all that imagery about Scientology with the events and the new buildings is trying to create the public perception that Scientology is very successful and that Scientology is expanding around the globe, but the opposite is true. But the reason they keep projecting these images is really for two reasons. Number one, to give the global impression that they are expanding and that they are successful, which they're actually not. But the other impression they're trying to give is to their internal membership, because they are heavily pressuring their members to donate money to support their efforts. For example, these big flashy buildings that they're buying, we've got a network of people all around the world that actually monitor those buildings, and they constantly report that they're empty. But they've been purchased for real estate investments to make David Miscavige and the church money, but also to give the impression that Scientology is here to stay and that it's expanding. But those buildings also legitimize the efforts of the organization, and I refuse to call it a church. But they attempt to legitimize the organization's efforts of crushing donations out of their members to support the purchase of these buildings. And, of course, that just continues to build Scientology's net worth and assets into the billions, while the, I hate to say this, but the Kool-Aid drinking supporters continue to believe that their efforts are going to support Scientology's purpose. And that's a sad story, but I used to be one of those people who believed that at one time.
What is the life of, they're going to try and portray the life of the average Scientologist or someone working within Scientology, the organization itself, as just a dream life. What is the life of the average person working inside Scientology like?
That is a great question, Todd. There's really three ways of being a Scientologist. One of them is like a public person, like someone that comes and goes to work or to a school or church. And the life of that person, you know, they live a private life, but they don't actually work for the organization. So they come and go and they do their jobs and they earn their money, but they are very pressured to be involved in Scientology at least 2.5 hours a day. So after you work a 9-to-5 job, you're expected to be at the local organization for 2.5 hours in the evening, which totally cuts into your ability to have any time with your family or to do, you know, personal exercise and healthy things. And you're expected to spend a lot of money on Scientology. So the average lifestyle of a daily Scientologist is under heavy pressure to spend a lot of money and to spend a lot of time and to donate to the organization. So I would consider it a very high-stress life, being a Scientologist today. The other two ways you asked about lifestyle within Scientology, there are people who work at the public organizations, and they work under contract. They live at poverty levels, and they are expected, they work at least 10 hours a day. And a lot of them make only about $100 a week. They get a small percentage of the org's income, depending on the job that they do. And so a lot of them live in a sort of like a little community home, you know, where they live together to keep their expenses low. They live within the Scientology bubble, and they work, they slave for Scientology for very, very low pay. The third way of being a Scientologist, Todd, is the way that I was, which is I joined the C organization, and that's the group of people that sign a billion-year contract. Yes, billion-year contract, and they pledge their future lives, their eternity, basically, to Scientology. And we lived in a, I was at the International Management Base, as you know, and that is a very destructive, physically and psychologically abusive environment to live within. I escaped twice before and came back before I finally escaped the third time in 1998. But of course, we lived in poverty conditions. We made $50 a week. We lived in community housing. We were totally within the Scientology bubble, and we knew nothing outside of that. We never watched TV, read newspapers or magazines. We were just totally within the Scientology bubble. And that is completely controlled by David Miscavige and the leadership there. So the books that you see coming out of ex-members, for example, my book, Escaping Scientology, and there's quite a few other books that have come out that are written by people who escaped that lifestyle, their books, our books, tell the true story of what Scientology really does to the individual. And unfortunately, enforced abortions, we had our families torn up, we lost our children. It was a pretty horrendous situation, and a lot of us came out of the working environment with PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder that requires heavy counseling to come back to normal, to get out of the constant stimulation of the psychological abuse. And I myself had to get PTSD counseling. So that's the life of a Scientologist, three different ways. And it isn't what you are going to see on the Scientology television network, that's for sure. You won't be hearing anything about the realities, the true realities of Scientology life. You'll only be hearing the glossy representations of it, what it's like to be a celebrity at the Celebrity Center. People will be telling their stories of how their lives were improved for the better. But again, keep in mind, most of those are probably going to be actors. And the ones that are maybe real are probably lifelong members that have never known anything other than Scientology.
Are you surprised that DirecTV, Apple TV, Roku, Fire TV, iTunes, Google Play have agreed to stream the Scientology channel?
You know, I really am, but I'm sure that they're making a lot of money on this network programming. Just in the same light as they accepted Scientology as a sponsor for the Winter Olympics. And I wrote and said, I'm not going to be watching your broadcast at all. I'm going to boycott it, because anybody who would accept Scientology to support something like the Olympics, when Scientology breaks up families and forces abortions and forces disconnection, is so anti-family. I'm very shocked that they accepted them as a sponsor. And so I boycotted it. Who knows if a lot of other ex-Scientologists are going to boycott the providers? We will see.
Finally, then, you had mentioned that you thought this was probably a misstep, a PR misstep on the part of Scientology. This may be either a sign of or lead to the demise of the what they call the Church of Scientology. Mm-hmm. With about a minute here, how do you think that will go? Why is it you think that this will signal the downfall of Scientology?
Because people are going to be able to see through it. Most of their PR stunts, it will be obvious how disingenuous they are. For example, they're probably going to show catastrophe events where they have sent out their yellow-shirted volunteer ministers, And just to let you know, the Volunteer Ministers Program is just a manufactured fake news group that puts people in these yellow shirts, and they get them to pay their own expenses out to these disaster sites. And what they do is, for example, I know somebody who flew a group of volunteer ministers to a hurricane site in Texas. And do you think that they would have carried like cases of water or blankets or food? No. They filled the plane with Way to Happiness booklets. And so when those volunteers, those yellow-shirted volunteers got there, all they did was pass out Way to Happiness booklets. And they even did this in Puerto Rico. So people are going to see, I mean, that news is out there. There is a lot of reports about Scientology's disingenuous community service. And so when they see these propaganda shows like volunteer ministers going to event scenes, people are going to see through that, and they're just going to get sick of it. I also think that there's going to be so many spoofs about Scientology's TV show, like what we saw on South Park and Samantha Bee's recent comedy skit on Scientology. That's going to happen over and over and over because Scientology takes itself so seriously, and they're trying so hard to legitimize themselves with the E-meter and all the things that they say that they do. People see through it. You know, when you go to the Leah Remini show and you watch these people telling their true stories, you know they're telling the truth. There's nothing scripted or manufactured about the tears and the heartbreak that those people are expressing about their true stories in Scientology. And I just believe that the public are intelligent enough to be able to discern truth from fiction.
How much of L. Ron Hubbard will the stories be about on the new Scientology TV network?
You know, I'm sure that they're going to pitch a lot of stories about L. Ron Hubbard, and they're going to try to create an impression of him of being a good guy, just like they did with the L. Ron Hubbard Life exhibition on Hollywood Boulevard. The only problem with that is that it's full of lies. I know the people that were working on the L. Ron Hubbard biography. I left in 98, and already they were confessing that the stories that they were trying to publish about L. Ron Hubbard, they found them to be false because they found too much evidence that showed that their own propaganda about L. Ron Hubbard was a lie. And so they've never been able to publish the L. Ron Hubbard biography for that reason. So what you're going to see on Scientology programming is just propaganda around L. Ron Hubbard to try to deflect from the truth that has been exposed about him in books like Russell Miller's book, I think it's called Madman or Messiah. There's been several excellent books about L. Ron Hubbard's past, including A Piece of Blue Sky by John Atack and Russell Miller's book, Inside Scientology by Janet Reitman. There's just one after another that tell the truth about Hubbard's background in the military, which he didn't have, and education, which he didn't have. And so they're going to be shooting foot bullets constantly because they'll be telling stories about L. Ron Hubbard that we've had objective journalists disprove. And the information is out there. They're out there in the books. They're out there in the blogs and the websites. And people are not stupid. They can access information about the truth about L. Ron Hubbard other than what Scientology is going to try to tell them. And that's why I really believe the network is going to be its downfall.
Karen Pressley is a former Scientologist. She was a commanding officer in Scientology's Celebrity Center International Network and later worked at the Church of Scientology's International Management Headquarters. She's author of the book Escaping Scientology. You can purchase this book at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Karen, thank you and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Todd.
If you enjoy Christian apologetics defending the Christian faith, Hank Hanegraaff of the Bible Answer Man and the Christian Research Institute is going to be making the case against the prosperity gospel and against Islam at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Attendance is limited to 400. Child care is free, courtesy of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Registration is $120. That includes three meals. You can learn more at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. In hour two of Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, we're going to talk with Margot Cleveland of The Federalist about federal courts' application of sex discrimination laws to transgendered individuals. And then Dr. Andrew Steinman will join us for his evaluation of some making a comparison between President Trump and Old Testament King Cyrus. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
How did Christian communities in the past respond to godless cultures? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is titled Embracing Godly Character, The Christian Community's Response to a Godless Culture. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or learn more about Embracing Godly Character at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Embracing Godly Character, 1-800-325-3040.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.